This episode of the Noise Pop Podcast is powered by Do the Bay, the best resource for finding out what's going on in the Bay Area and beyond. Curated by locals for locals, Do the Bay is the number one event site in the Bay Area. Win tickets to hundreds of events, secret shows, exclusive parties, and more. Visit dothebay.com or download the free Do Stuff app and start
doing awesome stuff.
Welcome back to the Noise Pop Podcast. I'm your host, Adrian Spinelli, here with El Producto.
Not the one you've heard about.
Colin Peden, coming to you from Different First Studios in San Francisco, California. Okay, if you're a regular listener, you might have noticed that our last two episodes have had a live element to them. We had the Noisemakers live show at Noise Pop Festival and our trip through the streets of Austin to discover some of the music at South by Southwest. You should definitely go back to our iTunes episode archive and check those two out. But on this episode, we're back in the saddle for a new Noisemakers mix, and I'm hyped. I've been crushing through new tunes so far this year, and we've got a killer 7-track mix. It's definitely the most eclectic mix we've put together yet. Promise. So lock in, because this is Noisemakers, April. First up, this one's a mouthful, Rolling Blackout's Coastal Fever. Speaking of South by Southwest earlier, this was definitely one of like my two or three standouts at the festival. They're from Melbourne, Australia, kind of like an Aussie surf rock band. They just put out the French Press EP on Sub Pop, which is pretty cool. This is the title track, French Press, from Rolling Blackout's Coastal Fever. Here we go.
We'll be right back.
That was French Press by Rolling Blackout's Coastal Fever. Steady Holiday is the moniker of Dre Babinski, who's based out of LA, and this project is like super inspired by late 60s and early and mid 70s French psychedelia and French psych pop. She just put out the Terror EP on Infinite Best Records. I can't put Steady Holiday down right now. We're going to play a track called More Than One Way for you. Highly encourage you to go back and listen to her discog. This is really awesome stuff. Here's More Than One Way by Steady Holiday. That was Steady Holiday with More Than One Way. Okay, today's Bay Area pick I'm really stoked about. This is a band called Spooky Mansion that I've been listening to for a while, but they just really grabbed me with this new 4-track EP that they put out on Bandcamp. It's called I'm the Moon, You're the Wave. Coincidentally, the track we're going to play is called You're the Wave. They're from the Sunset District, so they're kind of fuzzy. The singer, this dude Grayson Converse, has a really awesome voice. I'm also putting on a show on June 13th at the Makeout Room that they're headlining with Bear Call. Come on by, it's free. It's in association with Anchor Brewing, and there's cheap beer too. Enough promo though, I want to play you the track. You're the Wave by Spooky Mansion. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
our both feet on the ground. And in the morning I was thinking it was hard. Ill the day that you don't call me. I couldn't get the dog cross.
Sango is an electronic producer, part of the Selection crew, just put out an incredible album called De Mim Pra Você, which in Portuguese translates into From Me to You. It's just filled with reworks of Brazilian baile funk tracks. It's really engaging electronic music. The track we're going to play is called Vista da Gavião. It's the opening track to the record. Here it is, Sango, Vista da Gavião.
E também em público. Também só tinha cantado. Eu tinha cantado aqui depois que cheguei em 72, logo no começo de 72, aqui no show de Castro Alves. Cantei um dia assim.
Vem.
That was Sango with Vista da Gavião. One of the best hip-hop releases of the year so far is from John Wayne. The narrative of this record is really what drove it home for me. He was living that rap life, I guess, and he was an alcoholic, and I don't know if he was doing drugs or what, but the story goes he woke up in a hotel room in a stupor from like a blacked out night, just like totally ashamed of himself, and took a proverbial look in the mirror and decided that he had to grab a hold of his life. He kind of sheltered himself from everybody that he rolled with, that he made music with, and went into rehab and only really communicated with his family for like 1 or 2 years. And I guess he took a lot of heat for not communicating with people, but you know, to him, that was what he had to do to be able to move on with his life and kind of pick up the pieces. And his apology or his response to that is this record. Again, Rap Tape 2, one of the best hip-hop releases of this year so far. This track is called Afraid of Us. The beat is just nasty. It's a really powerful track from a really powerful album. John Wayne, Afraid of Us.
I was sitting in Japan when my nephew was born. Broke my damn heart when I wasn't informed. It made me think about my life and my order of operations. I was drunk at a show and fucked my boy set up. It was a blessing when he checked me at the check-in. I ain't been the same and I'll never forget it. Thank you, D. I've been a burden to my people and alienating fans. Just thinking they would never understand. Really, it's the wavelength bringing us together in a way. So I should be more open to two-way. And if I ever did you something dirty, I do pray I get another chance, but this karma catching up in the true way. Yeah. I've been so caught up in the lack of acceptance. I never focused on the man to accept. And if it's too late for a formal apology, I accept it. And if it's too late for a formal apology, I accept you think me less of what I am, but maybe that's a blessing. I just hope that I can spread my message. A to Z.
All I can say is put it down. Your position been compromised. Everything has a beginning and an end. I'm the glory, you take it dead or alive. In ruts fucked up off such and such as thus just because you're afraid of us. Yeah, so put it down and put it down. Now your position compromised. Everything is a beginning and an end. I know glory to take it dead or alive.
In ruts fucked up off such and such as thus. Afraid of us.
All my life I was looking for love. Found it in Florida under the too hot sun. Took it for granted, started to run. Became the man I would gun. But now I'm looking down the barrel of one. On my knees when I heard she could see. My skin was empty. Please wake me when the self-hatred is done. And I try but she reminds me of what I've become. I thought I knew myself, but that no one is done. I just hope she still sees my love. And for that, I just hope these old songs take off. I need a house and a rack for every leaf of grass on my big ass lawn. And as I see my family progress, all I want is a daughter or son. Been around the world playing rapper is dumb. Fulfilling fantasies of a teenage me. And at the end, it's my people bringing joy to the one. Some advice, don't you ever lose sight about where you're from. A to Z.
All I can say is put it down. Your position been compromised. Everything has a beginning and an end. I know Gloria take it dead or alive. Ha. In red's fucked up off such and such as thus. Just because you were afraid of us. Yeah, so put it down and get it in. Now, your position been compromised. Everything has a beginning and an end. I know Gloria take it dead or alive.
Look at these people, counting on me when I can't even count on myself. Look at these homies, so sure of me when I'm not so sure of myself. I need help, but I'm too damn proud to stop the progress now. I need to slow down, but I need a good friend to come and tell me how. Yeah, look at these people, counting on me when I can't even count on myself. Look at these homies, so sure of me when I'm not so sure of myself. I need help, but I'm too damn proud to stop the progress now. I need to slow down, but I need a good friend to come and tell me how. Look at these people, counting on me when I can't even count on myself. Look at these homies, so sure of me when I'm not so sure of myself. Yeah, I need help, but I'm too damn proud to stop the progress now. Yeah, I need to slow down, but I need a good friend to come and tell me how. Look at these people, counting on me when I can't even count on myself. Look at these homies, so sure of me when I'm not so sure of myself. Yeah, I need help, but I'm too damn proud to stop the progress now. Yeah, I need to slow down, but I need a good friend to come and tell me how. Look at these people, counting on me when I can't even count on myself. Yeah, look at these homies, so sure of me when I'm not so sure of myself. I need help, but I'm too damn proud to stop the progress now. Need to slow down, but I need a good friend to come and tell me how. Look at these people, counting on me when I can't even count on myself. Look at these homies, so sure of me when I'm not so sure of myself. I need help, but I'm too damn proud to stop the progress now. Yeah, I need to slow down, but I need a good friend to come and tell me how.
That was John Wayne with Afraid of Us, and the name of his album is Rap Album 2. All right, I said this is our most eclectic mix yet at the top of the episode, and I wasn't kidding. I'm about to play a country track for you guys. I don't listen to country, but this is great. Some outlaw country from an artist named Jamie Wyatt out of LA, and her story's insane. When she was 18 or 19, she was just getting into the music industry, and she started messing with drugs, and I guess she robbed her drug dealer at gunpoint. And she got caught, and she got thrown in jail, and she's been very forward with her story of her rehabilitation since. This was many years ago for her, so it's not like she just got out of jail last year and made an album or anything like that. The album, fittingly, is called Felony Blues, and I don't really gravitate to country that much, but this track right here kills it. This is Wishing Well by Jamie Wyatt.
Come through. See, yes. can hear the mission bell.
And I'm wishing on, wishing well. I can hear the mission bell. I'm wishing on, wishing well. I can hear the mission bell. She's wishing on, wishing well. I can hear the mission bell. I'm wishing on, wishing well.
That was Jamie Wyatt with Wishing Well. And now I shall leave you with a track from Moonchild, who's a neo-soul R&B group, putting out an album May 26th called Voyager on the True Thoughts label, which is the same label that Quantic is on. And we did a My Mix episode with Quantic last year. Definitely go find that one in the iTunes episode archive. Quantic is amazing. We'll link it on the blog too. At any rate, Moonchild, this track is called Cure. To be honest, this is my girl's favorite shit right here, so shout out to her. Moonchild with Cure. Peace. Thanks again for tuning in to this Noisemakers April Mix. And if you like what you heard, please rate us or leave us a comment on iTunes. A few seconds of your time helps us out a lot and goes a long way to help other people find the show. You can find me on Twitter to find out what I've been up to, listening to until the next episode at AG Spinelli. The Noisepop Podcast is produced by Colin Peden.
I'm at Colin Peden.
Our executive producer is Dawson Ludwig. Our admin is Megan Mayer. And shouts out to Different First Studios where this episode was recorded. I'm your host, Adrian Spinelli. Cheers.
Yeah. Mima Music is known worldwide as the coolest independent music store, with the biggest, most diverse, and affordable selection of new and used records, CDs, and DVDs found anywhere. With locations in San Francisco's historic Haight-Ashbury district, on Berkeley's Telegraph Avenue, and on Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood, Amoeba is always where the action is. Visit them online at amoeba.com and get 10% off your order when you enter the shopping code NOISE10. That's NOISE10 at checkout.